fourth one.
Boogie in the morning.
Yeah. I got a tweet from Colin Strachan, and he says, "Morning at Boog's tweets. Is at Radio Arlene, that's you, Arlene, is Arlene aware that she gets a mention in Robbie Williams' new book? I happened to open a random page whilst out shopping yesterday, and sure enough, there it is." So I replied to Colin, quite excited, saying, "No way, is this true? Does he mention Arlene by name?" And Colin came back and he said, "Only first name, talking about a phone interview that she'd done with him." Don't ask me what page it's on, though, but it's on the left-hand side, halfway down. Thank you, Colin.
So
Arlene, what have you done to make it into Robbie Williams' book? So we opened the phone lines. What has Arlene done to get into Robbie's book? David in Dalgetty Bay.
I think I know what it is. You know how he was an alcoholic, was obviously teetotal. Did you not say at some point during the interview, "Actually, you're going to plan on celebrating my drink"?
Now, and was it? This was when the song "Party Like a Russian" was out, wasn't it?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
David, would you like to hear the clip?
Yes.
It's about me partying with Russians, and I know in Britain. That we tend to think that we're the most hardcore at partying and we're the most hedonistic and we're the best at it. But you ain't been to a party unless it's a Russian party, I can assure you.
Are you partial to a voddy or two?
Well, I would be if I wasn't sober for the last 16 years.
Yeah, research, Arlene, research. Yeah, nice. Robbie hasn't had a drink for 16. Yeah. Way to bring it up, though, eh?
Well,
yeah, thanks, darling. Crushed. Only been to rehab 7 times.
Arlene. Yeah, there you go, David. One of my favourite moments of my career was when Arlene... Now, we're not poking fun at Rob because it was a serious thing and he handled it brilliantly.
He did, yeah.
But obviously, it stuck with him because he's put it in his book.
Boogie in the morning.
Back this morning at 6.
Here we go. Fourth one.